Bailout, take two. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've been trying to understand the bailout, I really have, but my head is spinning, and I think I know why. This isn't a bailout. It's an exorcism. So now, instead of buying up bad loans, the Treasury Secretary will invest in banks and encourage them to make good loans.
With a stronger capital base, our banks will be more confident and better positioned to play their necessary role to support economic activity.
So the solution to the problems caused by easy credit turns out to be easy credit. We will use tax money to buy bank shares in hopes that the banks will lend us our own money. Why not just stop taxing us and let us keep it to begin with? Oh, I understand. This time the easy credit is supposed to go to the good credit risks, the people who can afford to pay it back. But has it occurred to anybody that the people who can afford to pay it back are the people who actually save their money and who, as they see their retirement funds disappearing, are saying, borrow money now? Are you kidding? Plus, if jobs keep disappearing the way they've been disappearing, who's to say that today's good credit risk won't be tomorrow's deadbeat? Oh, but all of this takes a backseat to the general feeling sweeping the land that there is a whole lot of ad-libbing going on in Washington. The offices that Congress set up to oversee where the money's going are still empty, and no matter how long the press conferences go, there is no one who can tell you what's actually going on. Once upon a time, it was trust but verify. Today, it's trust and cross your fingers. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.